With evidence of an economic recovery mounting, the Congress is finally moving to pass an economic stimulus package. House Republicans decided today to drop several measures they'd been insisting on in the hopes of securing Democratic support. The House is now expected to vote tomorrow on a revised stimulus package.
It will include tax cuts and also a 13-week extension of unemployment benefits. An estimated 80,000 people a week are exhausting their unemployment benefits, and that number is expected to rise, even if the economy improves. NPR's David Molpus reports on how the issue is playing out in one city.
More than 3,000 people a week are exhausting their unemployment benefits in Philadelphia, according to a Washington think tank, the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. The group estimates that by the middle of this year, the total nationwide will be over 2 million people. 26 weeks, the current maximum for collecting unemployment insurance, just isn't enough time for some, like Carol Ann Townsend, an early victim of the recession. She held her last job in the accounting department of a Philadelphia advertising agency for 12 years until she was laid off last May. She's been steadily looking for work in her field, even willing to take a data entry position. But as Townsend puts it, there's humongous competition.
I went to about 50 or 60 interviews. I went to 6 different job fairs already, and 50 people were in line for this one particular job. I never seen so many people. I didn't realize how many people were unemployed. And it's like, I'm getting very frustrated.
Townsend's unemployment benefits ran out at the end of November. The 49-year-old is now living with her father. The job search has been equally difficult for Rebecca Woods.
It's maddening. Absolutely maddening. Because I have skills. I have experience. 14 years of experience altogether. And I'm wondering why somebody won't hire me.
Woods lost her job as an assistant chef at a hotel at the Philadelphia airport last April. At first, she held out for a comparable job. Then came September 11th, and the hotel and restaurant industry just about quit hiring. Woods will take almost anything now, but continues to pound the pavement without success. Often she finds herself snapping at her family from frail emotions.
I have one 13-year-old daughter. And things have been very hard to get for her. And Christmas was very, very rough. I had to tell her to hang in there until I was able to do better. And that hurt more than anything else. I'm so upset, frustrated. I should be working now.
In past recessions, Congress has consistently extended unemployment benefits for several months. The Senate has approved 13 weeks of extra benefits this time round, but action has been stalled in the House, where Republican leaders have held out for a broad set of corporate tax cuts as part of the package. Today, though, Republicans switched gears and promised to bring up a bill for a vote tomorrow. Republican aides say it contains far fewer business tax breaks, and only ones that Democrats have supported in the past, such as extra tax relief for New York. Democrats say they see progress but are waiting for the details before deciding their strategy. Meanwhile, people like Alan Singletary continue to slide downhill.
My unemployment ran out in October. Now I'm on welfare.
A year ago, Singletary lived a comfortable middle-class lifestyle with a job as an assistant manager in a restaurant. Since then, he's had to sell his house. The money from that is almost gone. Without an extension of unemployment benefits soon, Singletary says he may lose every possession. At this point, he finds the whole unemployment problem pretty bewildering.
I've been working all my life. I'm 44 years old. I've been working since I was 16. I'm a vet, you know. It's not like I'm a lazy person. And I'm a good manager. You know, my references are impeccable. So I don't understand. You know, I don't understand.
Singletary says he never thought getting a job could be this hard. David Malpas, NPR News, Philadelphia.